This is Morning Edition on 91.9 KVCR. I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Over the past several weeks, Dr. Husing's segments have been looking at the national factors that affect the Inland Empire's economy, for better or worse. Things like interest rates, inflation, national regulatory policy, and last week we talked about California's energy policy. Dr. Husing expressed his disdain for California's relentless regulatory push away from fossil fuels and toward renewable energy, which Dr. Husing says has made the price of energy in California among the most expensive in the nation. It is hurting existing business and is chasing away potential future business, which he says is costing the region jobs. We decided to push back a little bit and argued a bit with him last week.
Yes, maybe
it's sort of hard on the economy over the next 10 years, but if you're looking at 30 to 50 years...
If you're looking at 30 to 50 years, yes. But in 30 to 50 years, most of the people who are poor now won't be here.
There will be a whole new group of people. You don't want a third generation of poor people, though. You want to try to improve the...
In the meantime, you have created a basically what the current policy is doing, and this is frankly why I became an independent rather than a campaigner for the party in power in Sacramento, because I'm looking at people that are alive now, and everything in this particular piece of policy is really, it's the poor who are paying the price.
Is there some room to negotiate between what, let's say, this group of people that you talk to, and they're all in, and you know, the state of California, the policymakers, other countries, other regions, they're all in favor of, let's move now toward alternative energy for the future. And then economists, business people say, we start doing that, and we're going to be at a disadvantage in this state, this country, et cetera.
We are already
okay,
at a disadvantage.
Isn't there some place to negotiate? Isn't there a middle where we don't just dig in our heels and say, nope, as long as oil is less expensive, we're going to keep using oil?
At this particular point in time in California, there has been no negotiation on that issue. The policy leaders in the state essentially are not negotiating for the poorer parts of the folks in this state. They are driving where they're going, and there has been no give on this issue. Now, natural gas. Natural gas is not as far out of line to other states. California is not the most expensive. State of Washington is. On the dollars per 1,000 cubic feet of natural gas, California is at $6.04. That's just a little above Nevada at $5.95. Arizona is more expensive at $6.56. So in that particular case, natural gas, we are somewhat competitive. But what we're basically saying is we want to move away from natural gas. Now, we are more expensive than places that have a lot, like Texas, where it's coming up out of the ground. It's all the way down at $3.11. So really, it says right now, the better strategy for California is to rely on natural gas, not alternatives going forward. That would be the way that the data shows we should be going. The politically desired result of moving rapidly to the alternatives flies in the face of what the data shows right now.
On the other hand, do we really want to just say it's natural gas, not alternatives, for the foreseeable future?
I think it's a question of speed. How fast are we trying to get there? And based upon what data says we can get there? My instinct, is a lot of what we're doing is picking numbers out of the air. Oh, well, we said 33. Let's do 50. Oh, we've got 50 in the law. Let's make it 100. And I don't see anybody saying, how are we going to get there in the kinds of time frames that are being laid down in the law?
Well,
now, maybe I'm going to be completely wrong.
Well, I'm going to say, ultimately, we're going to see what happens, because there are plenty of states out there that are not in any way investing very quickly in alternative energy. They're going for fossil fuels. There are a lot. I mean, look at the Dakotas. They're fracking. This is a lot of
Oklahoma,
the East Coast.
Texas.
A lot of the East, yeah, Pennsylvania. So ultimately,
now,
I guess we're going
to
see.
Now, understand, I would like to see us make the move. What I question is the speed.
That's where the negotiation then
should
be occurring in Sacramento.
The speed is the issue. And so far, no matter what number somebody throws out there in the legislature, that's what they've passed.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.